This is the Mountain Muse, and I'm Emmy DeGrappa, and today we are talking to Representative Ruth Ann Petroff from House District 16. Welcome, Ruth Ann.
Thanks, Emmy.
Did I say that title correctly?
It was perfect.
Okay. So, Ruth Ann, tell me how you came to live in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Well, I grew up in Colorado. And I started my career working for Domino's Pizza for the corporation. And I traveled around several different states, building stores for them, opening stores for them. And I built the store in Jackson as a franchise. So in 1988, I built my own Domino's in Jackson. And I kind of intended to become this franchisee mogul and expand as far north and west as I could expand. And as I started my expansion into Rexburg, Idaho, was my second store, I realized how much I had fallen in love with Jackson. And so I retreated back into one store, sold the store in Rexburg, and became more involved in the community. And my life has been so much richer because of it.
What made you want to go into business for yourself? Is there someone that inspired you in your life that opened that door for you?
Well, at the time, Domino's Pizza was a very fast-growing chain. And so a lot of people started with them as delivery people. That's what I did. And they ended up having the opportunity to franchise. So the owner of the company at the time was financing employees to franchise. So it was just kind of a right place, right time. And I hadn't really put much thought into my career. I kind of fell into it, but I loved it. And then when I moved to Jackson, I found so many mentors and women that I admired, particularly Clarion Law. I remember the first week that I moved here in the newspaper, there was an article from these folks who had come here to visit. They tried to rent a car, no car rentals available. It was their dream trip to go to Yellowstone. And they were talking to the woman at their hotel, at the Antler Motel. And she just handed them the keys to her car. And I thought, that's the kind of place I want to live. I landed in the right place. And it was Clarion Law who did that. And, you know, they're just wonderful women in this community that, you know, that are role models.
What is it like to be a woman in business on your own?
Well, I never, the gender never really occurred to me until recently. You know, as we're seeing more books, the Sheryl Sandberg book, and we're hearing more, you know, discussion about the wage, the gender wage gap and that sort of thing. You know, in my career, thankfully, I didn't run into many roadblocks. But, you know, as I see how difficult it is for some women, I'm realizing that, you know, that it is significant.
And that it's been very fortunate for you.
And it's been very fortunate for me. And I've had so much help in Jackson. And I think, again, you know, in Jackson, I think we have a disproportionate number of women who are successful and who help each other. And it's not a competitive environment as much as it is a, you know, supportive environment.
How old were you when you first came to Jackson?
Well, I started with Domino's when I was 18 years old.
Oh my gosh. Again,
they were a fast-growing chain. And so I left school to work for them because there were so many opportunities. You know, we were seeing people who didn't have an education who were able to, you know, move up in the company quickly. And I just kind of rolled the dice and took a chance. So I ended up in Jackson just before my 23rd birthday as a franchisee. And I had that store for 18 years.
Wow, yeah. That alone is inspiring,
yeah. That
you would have the guts to do that.
Well, it was a lot of luck being in the right place at the right time, and at that age, you're kind of fearless.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then after you fell in love with Jackson, and you had your store for quite a number of years, right? You sold it just a few years ago?
Right, I sold it in 2006. I had it, ran it for 18 years. And then in 2003, I had opened Hard Drive Cafe, a little coffee shop, and and then we're renting that space now to Cafe Boheme.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, I kind of fell in love with the coffee business and the coffee roasting business. So in 2008, we opened Snake River Roasting Company, a small artisan coffee roasting company.
What do you think is your best advice to a young woman starting her business? And maybe what are some of the lessons you learned that you would want to share with other women?
Well, mostly for me, the mistakes that I made were not asking for help. There's so many people out there who want to help. You know, I think we feel like we should be able to stand on our own and should be able to do it ourselves, and that's just not the case. And so I would say don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, take the advice that's given to you. Yeah, just, you know, reaching out and accepting all the resources that are out there.
Do you think it's more expensive and harder and more of a financial risk for people to start businesses these days?
Well, without a doubt. And there were none of the Jackson exaction fees when I started my business originally. And so, again, it was luck of timing. It was just before the tourism really started taking off in Jackson. So, you know, it's definitely more difficult. It takes a lot more resources, and the hurdles are much higher to jump over. At the same time, there's a lot more access to venture capital and people who are willing to, invest in young startups. So I think there's still opportunity out there.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good to hear. And what made you take the road that you're now on in politics?
Well, that kind of circles back around to Clarion Law, because she, for 14 years, she represented our community so well in the state legislature, particularly the tourism community. She's so well respected throughout the state. And so when she stepped down, that was the first time I thought about running for office. Throughout the process, I've just learned so much. I've met so many interesting people, and I'm very fortunate, very proud to represent such a wonderful community to the state of Wyoming.
What have you learned about Wyoming as a state?
Well, mostly with the state legislature, I would say the legislature itself is a very civil organization. Our leadership will say, leave your politics at the door. We're here to do the right thing for the state of Wyoming. And so maybe it wasn't necessarily a surprise, but I've certainly learned that people throughout the state are practical and kind, ambitious, smart, thinking outside of the box, and wanting to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. That's neat.
Yeah.
What do you think the image of Jackson is in the state? That's a tougher one.
It is a tougher one, and I want to be honest at the, I'd love to sugarcoat it and say that, that people are open-minded. They certainly are open-minded. At the same time, we are different than the rest of the state. Our businesses are different than the rest of the state. And I think, just like any group of people, when you know them, they're nice. But when you mm-hmm. don't know them, it's easy to make broad generalizations about them. And mm-hmm. that sometimes happens with us. So you'll hear things like, well, those folks up in Jackson, not you, but those other folks up in Jackson. And I think we all hear that. And so we're trying, as a legislative delegation from Jackson, the Chamber of Commerce and businesses in Jackson are really trying to reach out to the rest of the state during the legislative session and at other times, to try to get ourselves more involved in what's going on in the rest of the state so that we just know more people. We have more networking. They understand us mm-hmm. better. We understand them better.
Right.
And I think those are the places to start.
Where do you think you're going to go from here? Do you have any other plans?
I don't have any political ambitions. I love uh-huh. the position that I'm in now. I think mm-hmm. that I have found an effective voice representing our community, and I've been very happy with that. I don't have any other specific business ambitions either. I think I'm in a great place in my life, and so mm-hmm. it's rolling along just wonderfully.
When you say you grew up in Colorado, where exactly? What was your family life like?
Well, originally I was from Pennsylvania. We moved to Colorado when I was about 7 years old. My parents both worked for the university in Greeley. So it was, 45 minutes south of Cheyenne. Mm-hmm. And at the time, Greeley was very much an agricultural community. So not so different than a lot of eastern Wyoming.
Right.
So that's why I'm very comfortable with people from around the state. Mm-hmm. They're kind of the people I grew up with.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about a childhood memory.
Well, again, I would go back to Pennsylvania a lot during the summers. My mother's siblings all lived on the same family farm where she grew up. So all of my cousins and aunts and uncles lived on the same farm, woods in between. And it was just wonderful to be able to spend summers back there, running back and forth, having dinner at whoever's house was having the best dinner. And recently, my husband Mark and I just celebrated our 10th wedding anniversary. And so all of my cousins and aunts and uncles came out to Jackson over the 4th of July. And we just had a wonderful family reunion. So
it
all came around full circle.
Do you have a big family?
I'm an only child.
Okay.
But I think there were probably 6 or 7 of my cousins, all of my aunts and uncles, and then maybe 15 of my cousin's children who were here.
Wow, yeah. That's wonderful.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So 10 years married to Mark.
10 years. Yeah.
And I just want to clarify, Mayor Mark Barron.
That's right. Yep.
And how did you meet Mark?
Mark and I had known each other and bumped into each other a lot over the years, but it was in 2001 we served on the board of the Jackson Hole Community Counseling Center. And it was through that that we got to know each other better. We started dating in late 2001. And then in 2003, we got married on this wonderful ranch, Kirby Williams and Mike Wardell's ranch out by Ely Springs, and on a perfect July 5th summer day. We've certainly been through a lot, as many of our friends and family and neighbors know. In the last 10 years, there have been some difficult things that our families had to deal with, but, you know, we've come through it stronger, and now Mark's daughter Mary has two children. So I have a grandma without having been a mom. But we just adore those two kids. They live a couple of blocks away from us, and we get to spend a lot of time with them, and life is very good.
That's fortunate that you're so close to your grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Has it been interesting to be, before you were a representative, you were actually married to Mark, and he's the mayor, and so just life in the limelight a lot. Do you think that's difficult?
It was certainly a little uncomfortable for me. I wasn't necessarily a public person before then. I did a lot of nonprofit work, but it was very much behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a challenge putting yourself out there, but it's a learning experience. And it has been fun getting to know people and just doing something very, very different than was ever on my radar.
How do you think, since you've moved here in, what was the year again?
1988.
Okay, so you moved here in 1988, and it's 2013. How much has Jackson changed?
Oh my gosh. Well, I moved here just before sort of the big tourist boom. It was the year of the Yellowstone fires. And so we really just started seeing the burgeoning housing market and the burgeoning tourism. And, you know, we've been so fortunate. The type of people that have moved here and that spend time here in terms of their philanthropic, giving, and in terms of the types of skills that they've been able to use in our community to enhance our community in so many ways. I mean, just the arts that have, you know, that have kind of exploded, and then the sports scene has also just really burgeoned, and it's been exciting to watch the growth. It is, you know, I think we've done it in a very responsible way. It's certainly grown, but only 3% of our county is possible to be developed. We still have a lot of wilderness area, and I think if we continue to be careful, that these newcomers coming in really do have a lot to add.
So what do you think about how the conservation and business can work best together in our valley?
Well, Emmy, I love the way that you asked that question about how can they work together, because that really is the key. And, you know, the businesses have a lot at stake in protecting the environment. That's what brings the tourists here. That's what brings the second homeowners here. And so their interests are very much intertwined. And the same with the conservation community. The businesses bring in tourists, and, you know, the tourists and the second homeowners, again, they see the wonderful wilderness areas that we have, and that inspires them to contribute and to volunteer their time. And so I think, you know, as long as we are working together and not just assuming that we have opposite interests, that we have a lot of potential to be able to keep the area preserved and still have a robust economy.
Mm-hmm. I think it's tricky, though, because we want the tourists, but they put a big footprint. And at the same time, we want the wildlife. And how much can, you know, where is that breaking point? Do you know what I mean? Where is that point where the wildlife goes away because we've invited too many tourists.
Sure. And I mean, that, you know, where you draw the line is always the tricky point. I think we've done a good job to date in our planning efforts. I think we continue to, you know, to discuss this, to invite the public in to discuss it, and to take all ideas into consideration to make sure that we are planning our housing developments in the right way and that we're not putting up too many hotels. And so I think as long as we continue those efforts and make sure that conservation is at the forefront of our minds when we do that, that we're at least on the right road.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the favorite things that you do in your personal time outside? What do you like to do?
Well, we have two adopted dogs, and so I love...
How are they adopted?
Adopted from the Animal Adoption Center,
oh, okay.
Which is my little Animal Adoption Center plug, because I love the work that they do here in Jackson. So we have two adopted dogs, and so I love taking them up Cache Creek and up Snow King. We live at the base of Snow King. I love living in town. It's so much fun to, you know, to just walk uptown, to be able to walk into the, you know, to the wilderness areas. I do a little bit of biking, a little bit of skiing, mostly just utter appreciation for this beautiful area in which we live.
I still think it's so interesting that you moved here from Northern Colorado. And just so you know, I grew up in Colorado too.
Oh, okay.
In Fort Collins.
Okay. Very close to Greeley.
Right. What's interesting is that I never came to Jackson because we went the other way. We went to Winter Park and Vail and Aspen. You know, there's lots of ski areas and mountain playgrounds in Colorado. So I really wasn't familiar with the Grand Teton National Park and all that. So I just think it's very interesting to me that you chose to come here. I mean, kind of like in search of a business opportunity, did you look around and say, I'm going there because there's not a Domino's there, or I'm going there because I'm a ski bum? I mean, you know.
All of the above. So I had opened a Domino's Pizza in Steamboat Springs for another franchisee.
Oh,
so,
you did.
So
okay.
I had the,
okay.
You know, and I had been looking at Colorado resorts.
Okay.
And through that, I was also looking at Sun Valley and Jackson. And the biggest difference between Jackson and the Colorado resorts, and I love Colorado, love the Colorado resorts, but Jackson had a community, and you could tell that just from driving in. You could tell that just from walking into town hall to ask for permits and information. And it was so much more of a, you know, a friendly community to begin with, but also just a cohesive community.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very attractive to me. And mm-hmm. so it wasn't much of a surprise when I, you know, when I decided to settle here.
Okay, I get that now. Because... And that is very true. Even in Colorado, the ski towns that are first towns before they're ski resorts, you can really feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, the town was here and the skiing was secondary.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that totally makes a difference. Mm-hmm. So what do you and Mark, do you plan to always live in Jackson?
Oh, I'm certain we'll always live in Jackson. Of course, I shouldn't say that because once you say that, right?
Yeah.
but I can't even imagine. We love to travel, and it's, you know, April and November are great months to do that. But mm-hmm. the rest of the year, I adore where I live, love mm-hmm. my life, and mm-hmm. can't imagine being anywhere else.
Did Mark grow up in Jackson?
Mark grew up in Massachusetts, but he moved here in his early 20s as well.
Oh, he did?
He did, yeah.
Okay, to ski?
No, it was kind of an accident. He was traveling and you know, ended up getting a job at the laundry.
Oh, how
funny.
And then
over a period of time, the owners wanted to sell it to him and another employee, and uh-huh. things just kind of rolled out for him, too, like a lot of us in that day and age, you know. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of luck, a lot of hard work, certainly, but also, you know, being at the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm. There was an interesting comment from a young lady that is here doing an internship, and she's working for one of the resorts. And she said to me, she goes, it's so hard to find anyone who's from Jackson. She goes, everyone I meet is from someplace else. Do you think that we're losing our community that has grown up here and raised their kids here? I mean, do you...
Well, it's certainly one of the things that I worry about, mostly that if there are kids who grew up here who want to come back, that the opportunity is still here for them to come back. Because the housing prices, obviously, you know, when their parents settled here in, you know, maybe the 70s or early 80s, housing was attainable. And now, you know, here their kids who might want to settle here don't have the same opportunities that we had back then. So it's certainly a concern of mine. But also just the growth of the area. I mean, we had 1,500 people living in the town of Jackson in 1965. And so when you look at that trend of growth, you know, of course there's going to be more of us who weren't from here than are from here. But mm-hmm. what strikes me is how much all of us have in common. Mm-hmm. I mean, that we, you know, it is a little bit of a difficult place to live. It's expensive. There are extreme winters. And so, you know, all of us have such a love of this place mm-hmm. that, you know, that we have that commonality. And I think that's what makes us a little Jackson Hole family.
Well, I guess I was surprised when she said that because, and I told her, you know, I guess it depends on in the world you live in. Because if you're working here, you're getting to know the business owners. And, of course, I'm a mom. And so I know all the other families, you know, have kids that are my son's age. Then you get to know, like, the whole fabric of the community. You know, whereas if you're working in the resort industry, I can see why you might think everybody's from someplace else.
That's very true. And when I remember when I first moved here, the first few years, I remember one period of time about 3 years after I moved here, I was so depressed because everybody I was meeting would move away after a year or 6 months or whatever.
Right.
And it is until you get into that, you know, until you get into the family activities and until you get into the nonprofit organizations and, mm-hmm. you know, deeper into the community that you realize that there really is that depth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think so. When she said I kind of got depressed, but then I got a little depressed. It's like, wait a minute, because I feel like I'm from Jackson, you know, but I didn't, you know, I wasn't born here. And
I think a lot of us feel that way. Mm-hmm. This is our hometown. It doesn't matter where we were born.
Okay, yeah, good. I feel better now. Well, thanks, Ruthann. Thanks for your time.
This has been a lot of fun, Emmy. It was nice visiting with you.